This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Through the years, we've seen declining numbers of farmers in the dairy industry, but also the past few years, we've seen growth in some parts of the country, like South Dakota, who have several large-scale factories helping dairy producers turn milk into other dairy products. David Skaggs is in charge of ag development with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture.
What my role is, has been last 12 years, is recruiting dairies to the state of South Dakota to give families the opportunity to grow their industry. We've got so many generational families that out on the West Coast that are having issues with trying to dairy reasonably and responsibly in the state of California, that South Dakota gives them a great opportunity to continue to raise their families and grow their families and continue to be involved in the dairy industry.
He says part of the recruitment pitch in drawing more dairy farmers to South Dakota is the land and resources available.
Exactly, and that's one of the positive things going, that we have people that are able to buy a quarter of ground or 80 acres of ground, and they're able to buy all their feed within 3 to 5 miles of the dairy. And so the logistics of getting that crop out of the field into the dairy and then taking those nutrients from the dairy back out to the field is just a short run.
He says the dairy industry in South Dakota has a lot of positives going for it.
Yeah, we've got several families that have relocated, not only from California, but from other states as well, that look at the opportunity that we have. And when you sit there and you can grow your dairy in South Dakota, we've got the need at our dairy plants for additional milk.
Wow.
We've got a lot of positives going. Plus, we have the ability to have a state government that appreciates what the dairy industry has. But it's also about our rural communities, our rural schools, hospitals, etc. It's a benefit to the community as a whole.
And he says when dairies move in, it's more than just people with cows.
Right. It brings extra dollars into the community, so it makes for a healthy community.
That's David Skaggs in charge of ag development with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
It's time to make American trade great again. John Newton is Director of Market Intelligence for the American Farm Bureau Federation. Trade talk has been in the headlines with President Trump and modernizing the North American Free Trade Agreement, also part of that. John Newton is Director of Market Intelligence for the American Farm Bureau Federation and has an update.
You know, it's important to remember, NAFTA provides for an integrated North American market. It benefits a lot of farmers and ranchers. We export about 25% of the products we produce every single year, but it can be improved. We've got, things on biotechnology, SPSs. We can modernize this trade agreement. But it also includes other things that are very important to the U.S. economy, like autos, like pharmaceuticals. And so things of that nature need to be also thought about. But he's a real estate guy. He The Art of Making a Deal, if you've read that book, you understand that he's positioning to try to get the best possible deal. If that means pulling out of NAFTA and redoing it in some sort of bilateral scenario, it'll make business a little bit tougher in the short run. But if we can then renegotiate on bilateral status, maybe that's better. We can get more access in Canada for dairy products. But certainly, I think the market would have a very, very negative shock in the event that we notified NAFTA that we withdraw. I know Sonny Perdue has been instrumental in thinking about, if indeed we withdrew from NAFTA, what role USDA has in some of these farm safety net programs to help soften the blow for farmers and ranchers. You know, Sonny Perdue, Secretary Perdue, is the first secretary in quite a while that's actually been a farmer. So, yeah. And he's also been a farmer that's been in export markets. So he understands how important export is for agriculture, and he's been a great ambassador for U.S. producers. I think he actually says to farmers, he came to our convention in Nashville, and he said, look, you grow it, I'm going to go out there and sell it. And he's been consistent on that message from day one. And so we're real happy to have Secretary Perdue in the administration. But I think we're not going to see anything until after the Mexican elections, July 1. So I think we've got some time to watch this play out.
That's John Newton, Director of Market Intelligence for the American Farm Bureau Federation. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.